Well, hi there, Take Two family, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Yep, it's your platform where you weigh in on the topics that we put forth so that you can take it to great heights. We can learn and grow together. That's the way Take Two rolls. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher. Hello, Jerry.
Hey. Good to be back together here again on the radio. This week's going by fast already, it seems like, for me.
Can you believe only one more day and then we're into June?
I know. Yeah, May has flown by, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the question we're asking today of our Take Two family, and remember, if you're listening, you're part of the family. So all you got to do is call in and share what you know about this topic. Here is the question. Are you jealous of others? Or sometimes you're jealous of others, you know, that sense of, oh, I wish I had what they had, or a comparison or something of that nature. You know, let's face it, envy, jealousy, it is one of the deadly sins. So it's something that is important for us to talk about. So are you jealous of others? Now, you don't have to completely out yourself. You can use your confirmation name if you want to call in, or a name that you wish that your parents always called you. But you do need to call in because we need to hear from you. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, that's one way that you can get a hold of us. Of course, the email is wide open as well at take2@ewtn.com. The show website, take2show.com. And if you're watching the video stream on YouTube or Facebook, hi, you guys. Love to hear from all of you. We've got a lot of regular viewers there online. But if you're brand new, we'd love to have you weigh in. No matter how long you've been listening to the program, you can get your comments in on the chats over there on Facebook or YouTube. And those will be sent over to us by Michael McCall. Charles Beery is our producer. Matt Gabensky is going to screen your calls right now at 833-288-3986.
Maybe people are jealous of you. Have you ever had that happen? Where you've saw a friend pulled you aside and said, you're not going to believe this, but so-and-so is asking all these questions about you and they want to know how, I don't know, you got the job that you have or the car that you drive or the house that you live in. You know, they're jealous of you. Has that ever happened to you? Let's talk about that as well. Remember, we talk about everything from all different angles, okay? We take that figurative glass and we turn it, you know, a quarter turn, a quarter turn, a quarter turn, and it has a whole different viewpoint, a whole different understanding as we look at things from different ways. And that's how Take Two rolls. So we do need your help. Phone lines are just starting to light up, so this is the perfect time for you to call in at 833-288-3986.
All right, question again. Are you jealous of someone, anyone, or the other way around? Have you ever discovered that somebody was jealous of you? These are things that happen in life. You know, we have emotions. We have things that kind of trigger us in one direction or another. So it's not maybe not necessarily that unusual, but it is something we want to work to avoid if we can. So we can definitely talk this through for a few minutes with you on the program today if you'd like. 833-288-EWTN is the number. 833-288-3986.
When I was in Catholic school, and I was little. I mean, I had to have been only maybe fourth or fifth grade. I remember vividly going to confession one time because the nuns were talking a lot about jealousy, Jerry. And they were talking about how we have to overcome it and, you know, practice virtue over vice and all sorts of things. And I remember going to confession and I asked Father, I said, Father, in the confessional, I said, Father, I was little. I said, I remember it vividly. I said, Father, how does one get over jealousy? And he goes, oh, that's really simple. I said, oh, okay, good. Tell me. And he said, you may be thinking about what others have, or what you want what they have, but there's always going to be somebody thinking that about you. So you really have to basically just let it go. And from that day forward, I've always thought of that. And I thought, you know, that's so true. That's so human nature, right? You know, you may be wanting what someone else has, but somebody wants something you have.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was great advice you got.
Yeah. Yeah, a great priest. He's now since deceased, but he was, you know, that was a long time ago. But I tell you what, I loved my Catholic school days. But did you ever learn those life lessons maybe from your parents or something like that where you just, you put it into perspective and you just got a better handle on how to live your life? Because every life is very unique, you know, and just like the angels, there's no two are alike. So our lives, you know, we're all different and God equips us with different gifts and talents and things that we are going to experience and going to have in this world, but this is our unique path, and we should celebrate that. Blessed Carlo Acutis used to talk about it all the time. He used to say, everybody's like a bright light. Don't ever put out anybody else's light, because when the light shines, it glorifies God.
Beautiful. Yeah, he's I was talking about him this morning here at the parish. Soon to be Saint Carlo Acutis, I believe, sometime early in the Jubilee year of 2025. Couple of phone lines still open. We'd like to set the table for you here in the first segment of the program. And after that, it's all you, Take Two family. So if you would like to weigh in on this conversation about jealousy today, where, as Debbie said, we cover topics from all different angles, and we cover all different topics, everything having to do with life. You often suggest a lot of topics for us as well, so we appreciate that. But today it's jealousy. Are you in some way jealous of somebody else, or maybe somebody else has been jealous of you, or maybe you've seen a third party exhibit jealousy over something, and maybe you were able to kind of get them to go in a better direction than that. 833-288-3986 will get you on the board in this first group of callers today on Take Two.
This can be a wonderful discussion if you participate. So please think about calling in. We have a lot of first-time callers, and it's an enjoyable experience. We check with them, and they say, yeah, it was really fun. I'll call back again. So we'd love for you to call in, 833-288-3986. The question we're asking is, are you jealous of others, or are, you know, others jealous of you? Jealousy is one of the deadly sins. It's a really serious sin to really be deeply jealous. Now, just the human kind of, you know, element of, you know, something going through your mind and saying, oh, I wish I drove that Mercedes. You know, I wish I didn't have this car. It, you know, if it's a fleeting passing feeling or thought, that's a different story. But a real deep jealousy is actually very dangerous for our spiritual life. So let's talk about it. This is why we want to be different after we leave this brief hour we spend with one another. But we need your help, right, Jer?
We do. 833-288-3986 is the phone number. Matt Gabensky awaiting your phone call right now. Remember, what you say on this program could redirect a life in a very positive, fruitful, healthy way. So share your lived experience. 833-288-3986.
We're talking jealousy today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, so we need you to weigh in on this. Please dial in, pick up those last couple open phone lines just for you. If you feel that tug in your spirit, we believe it's the Holy Spirit, so say yes and call in. 833-288-3986 is the number to dial to speak to Matt. Before we go to the phones, Jerry, I wanted to share with our listeners that EWTN Radio is more accessible than it has ever been before. Visit us on social platform Amazon Fire TV. Never miss any of your favorite EWTN television or radio shows when you have the Amazon Fire TV player. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and the Amazon Fire TV player. Wow.
Cool. That's that easy.
That easy.
All right.
Good. Remember the old days where we only had like five channels and we had to get up and change the TV set?
Yeah, right. And the TV, you know, the networks went off the air at like, you know,
midnight,
2 a.m. or something. Yeah.
Those are the days. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we do have some open phone lines, which is very unusual. But I will tell you that sometimes when we introduce topics like this, people feel a little bit, maybe just a little bit embarrassed to call in because they're like, I don't want to be telling the whole world that I'm the one who's jealous. So you can use like a confirmation name, you know, or something like that. We just need to hear the information and the details so we can all benefit and learn and grow together. And maybe it could be a life-changing day for yourself as well.
Amen. So call 833-288-3986, talking about jealousy in either direction, you being jealous of somebody, somebody being jealous of you. If you'd like to share your lived experience, we will start with Catherine in South Carolina, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I guess the last caller is going through. Yeah, your question was if we ever felt jealous about anything. So I'm mostly happy with my life, but I sometimes do feel jealous. I've gotten old enough where I'm pretty sure that I will never marry or have children. And like my brother, we're close in age. He's married. He's been married a couple of years. They have an 11-month-old baby who I absolutely love, my nephew, and I'm his godmother, and he's the best. But it can be hard when other people marry and have children. I didn't always live in my hometown, but most of my adult life I've lived in close to where I grew up from high school. And I since have moved back from where I lived for a while. And I see people that I went to high school with, even kids that were in marching band with me that were several years younger. They were maybe a freshman when I was a senior in high school. And they're all married and have children now, too. So it's kind of hard when everybody you kind of knew as a child is kind of paired off. Mm-hmm. And you're the only one that isn't. So that kind of sometimes makes me feel a little jealous, like, why not me? I've gotten better over the years. Like, I feel more at peace with it kind of around a little bit after 30. I kind of came to terms that this is probably not going to be for me. I don't feel called to be a sister. I thought I owe it to God to look into that. And I've actually been denied based on health reasons. So I know that's the door that's closed for me, and that's not something I really wanted, but I thought I owed it to God. So I guess my life is to be a single person, but it doesn't mean that I don't sometimes hurt because I won't be married or have children.
Right. Well, at this point you don't, Catherine, and God alone knows whether you eventually will. So, but I would just say, there are so many beautiful things you can do for yourself, for others, for your loved ones, for your family, for God. There are so many beautiful things that you can do for the Lord as a single person. I'm sure you know that. I don't know if it helps any, but my mother, had children late in her late 30s. She was unable to have children for many years and prayed to God and made a number of sacrifices on behalf of, hoping and praying that God would give her children. She had 6 conceptions, 1 miscarriage. You didn't say how old you are. I'm not asking how old you are. You mentioned something about into your 30s, but, I don't think it's too late. I mean, look at my situation, Catherine. I don't know if you know it, but I'm 62, and God just called me back into priestly formation. I was in seminary for 6 years in the 1990s, and I thought that was, a thing of the past, dead and buried and all of that. So we worship a God who has surprises for us sometimes, and we're definitely going to pray for you, for your heart, for God to give you your heart's desire, and he'll place those desires on your hearts. Debbie, go ahead if you want to.
Oh, yeah. I deal with this all the time in life coaching, Catherine. And I will tell you that it's never too late to do anything or to have anything that God wants for you. Everything is open to all of us until we take our last breath. So there are so many, and it may not look very traditional, like, you would have the children yourself, maybe not, or maybe you might meet somebody who already has a family. And then that family comes into your life, or you can extend that to relatives and be the type of aunt that you want to be that can help. I mean, so there's all these creative ways to live out life. And the interesting thing, Catherine, is, when you go back home, especially where you were raised, and you see everybody in couples, it can feel maybe a little bit awkward. But I can assure you of this in the work that I do in coaching. Couples are always looking at people who are single, and they're like, man, they've got such the freedom to be able to do the things that, maybe if there's a ministry put on their heart that they want to do, or go back into seminary like Jerry did, or something of that nature. So it goes both ways. And I think that at this point in your life, I think you should get excited about what God has in store for you, and to really go be detailed with God and plan out the next chapters of your life with God and get excited about it, because there's a ton of opportunity there. Do you see where I'm going with it? It's all how you look at things.
Yeah, I know. I have people will tell me all the time, like, oh, you don't know how lucky you are. Like, I got saddled with my kid when I was, like, there's a lot of out of wedlock births where I live, and a lot of divorces. And a lot of people are, like, jealous of me that I didn't have a kid when I was in my late teens or early 20s, and, that I'm not, that I don't have this ex that I hate that I have a child with. There's a lot of jealousy towards other people towards me. Mm-hmm. And I am a nurse, so I do feel like I serve others a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do that, but it's just always kind of, it's always kind of there. I don't know that it'll ever go away. I mean, maybe I have thought, well, I could later on meet someone, get married. Where I live, I don't think that's likely to happen. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible, but I don't think it's likely. Just kind of the place where I live and the few Catholics that there are, and kind of how high the divorce rate is. Mm-hmm. A lot of high crime, drugs. Where I am, I don't know that it's really going to change. And I did live out of state for a while, but I had to move back for kind of health reasons. So I kind of, this is where my mom is. My dad's passed away, and my brother and sister-in-law live here, and they work at
the
church.
So you have family there. Yeah.
This is kind of where my family is. So I don't really see myself moving away again.
Okay, but here's what I think we want to leave you with, is that we serve a very big God. So go big with God. You know, when we say, well, it doesn't look like it's going to be this way, the reality is this, you know, this is, you know, and we just kind of, we size it up. We limit God's ability to work in us, through us, around us. So go big with God, and let's see how big God goes with you. What do you say?
I mean, I've kind of done that, and I've sort of made mostly peace with it. It's kind of, okay. I think other people are more wanting me to say, well, it's going to happen, and God's going to let you. It doesn't happen for everybody. I mean, it still could, but I kind of just am like, well, I just make peace with it, but it's still sometimes there is that, oh, that's not me, and that probably will never be me. So it's not that I don't think God can make it happen, but I do think that with my health problems and with, you know, I'm working on my fourth college degree. A lot of men don't really like that. And I just think that it probably won't.
If you're at peace and you're doing the great ministry work you're doing in nursing, I mean, it sounds like you're really doing wonderful things in this world to build up the body of Christ and to heal the body of Christ, right? Because the nursing work you do. So, I mean, it's beautiful. I think the reason why I'm saying that is because I've seen it, and Jerry and I have seen it in the coaching ministry we do. We've seen people go really big with God, and it's extraordinary. Now, but if you're at peace with it, that's, you know, so be it. That's great. But some people aren't at peace with it. They feel that, like, you know, tugging or that agitation in their spirit where they really know that God has something planned for them, but they don't know what. We just encourage people to really throw everything into the God bucket and see how God shows his magnificence.
Gotcha.
Okay, Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine.
We'll be praying for you. You are in the prayer book, and we will storm heaven along with you, you know, for whatever God has planned for you. We appreciate you.
Or that continued peace that she has.
Yeah, the continued peace. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, just real quickly before we go back to calls, you know, again, not to kind of point the light on me again, but I reached the age of 60, Debbie, and in my daily prayer time, I started really saying, God, what is your will for my life? I mean, at the age of 60, in my head, I'm thinking, well, I'll do take two for a few more years and retire, and every afternoon sit on my deck with my dog Duke and look across the street at the National Forest and just be in love with life and kind of ride off into the sunset. And yet my heart was led to pray, God, what is your will for my life? Mm-hmm. It struck me as a little bit odd at the time. You know, why would I be praying that at the age that I am? Mm-hmm. But it's because God wanted to reveal something to me, and he wanted to wait, I guess, until I was open to receiving it. So
that's right. That's right. I know someone that lost their husband after many years, and she was in her mid-70s, and she was well taken care of financially. And so you would think that somebody who loses their husband in their 70s and they're taken care of, they don't have to worry about financial things, they may not want to go and pursue another relationship, right? But there was something inside of her that she felt that she could be a benefit to someone else in these next chapters of her life. And sure enough, she met this wonderful Christian man, and they are living a pretty extraordinary life.
Wow.
So I think that I agree with you, Jerry. That's the only thing I would love to impress upon our Take Two family is that God never gives up on us until we take our last breath, okay? Because we're here on this earth for a reason. And so he doesn't give up on us. Well, he doesn't give up on us at all, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
He doesn't stop working around us and in us and through us. But we are the ones who limit God. We always do, because we think we don't deserve it, or we're like, okay, that's the reality. I'm just going to accept it. That's great. But honestly, God is always thinking bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the way you say go big, go bold with God. And that's what we try and do. And Helen is going to join us next from North Central Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM 130, talking about jealousy today. Helen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, doing great. So glad that you called.
So, my question is, jealousy or envy? I have spent a lot of time observing other people who I thought were doing something better than myself, or had a grace or skill better than mine. Mm-hmm. And using that observation to beat myself up.
Mm.
Is that jealousy or envy?
Well, I mean, you know, jealousy and envy, they're used interchangeably. Let me just share a couple things about this. When we admire another one, another person's gifts and talents, when we admire it for the glory of God and it builds and it inspires us to do better, that's not a bad thing. Look at how we look to the saints. Look at the saints. We use the saints as our role models, right? And look, they did some pretty extraordinary things with great gifts. Look at Padre Pio having, 13 spiritual gifts. And so saying, wow, that is so cool. You know, I would like to grow in that kind of holiness. I would like to advance spiritually. But when we have a negative view of that it's something we want, and it's going to hurt them, meaning like we're gonna kind of tear them down in our mind, then that's a negative. But if we beat ourselves up over it, that can be a negative. So when you deal with the negative side of things, of envy and jealousy, it ends up causing us to fall into a sinful state. So that's where I believe understanding envy and jealousy, it becomes problematic. So there's also like a holy envy and a holy jealousy, meaning like you want to be inspired to do better and better. That's if it's a building up, it's a good thing. If it's a tearing down of ourselves and others, it is truly spiritually, it can really harm us spiritually. I don't know if I said that exactly correctly. There's actually, this area is very deep and we don't have a lot of time to cover it, but you asked a great question. What is your take on it, Jerry?
Well, I'd love to know first, about Helen, what you think of what Debbie was sharing there.
That pretty much covers it. I mean, the idea that too many people seem to use jealousy and envy interchangeably, and mm-hmm. they're not the same.
That's true.
And
then
I've never been able to figure out what exactly it is I'm doing. It's more of a seeing all the good in other people and then setting up for myself an impossible standard that I'm bound to fail because I can't possibly do or be all that these other people are doing and being. And I guess it's kind of like, I want to know what I'm supposed to confess in confession. You know, is this jealousy or an envy, or is it something else?
Right.
I would say it definitely leans on the envy side if you really wanted to put a label to it. But honestly, Helen, I'd be more concerned about how you're feeling about yourself, because here's the thing. I mean, let's use example Padre Pio again. He had 11 or 12 spiritual gifts. The other friars and people in the monastery, they were jealous of him. They were envious. He had so many spiritual gifts. And so you have to look at yourself and what God has planned for you. Everybody's on a unique path. What do you say? Should we hold Helen for a minute? Because I'd like to
sure.
hear her final comments.
Yeah.
Helen, hold on. You hear the music. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just about 90 seconds. And we want to continue this conversation about jealousy and envy when we come back on Take Two.
We are so glad you're with us on this Take Two with Jerry and Debbie episode, and you at your show. Connie and Bernadette and the others, we are going to get to you. Don't worry, you are waiting patiently. And I know you have a lot to contribute to this very important conversation we're having about jealousy. Are you jealous of someone, or is somebody jealous of you? And we're talking actually with Helen in North Central Pennsylvania about kind of contrasting jealousy and envy. They are definitely relatives related to one another in many ways, but there are some subtle differences as well. And Helen, I'd love to know, you know, if you have any thoughts on what Debbie was sharing. I thought it was just, you know, really excellent, you know, insights that you were sharing there, Debbie, with Helen in North Central Pennsylvania. So let's go back to Helen, if we can, and see if, there you go. Hey, mm-hmm. Helen, what were you thinking about Deb, yeah. what Debbie was sharing? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess also I've heard so many different things ascribed to, you know, jealousy and envy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't begrudge someone like Padre Pio with all of those graces,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like I'm supposed to be more, where I should have more graces, because he has that many graces, I should have that many. And
okay.
the fact that I don't,
right?
Therefore, yeah, I'm scum of the earth.
Okay,
Catholic.
Okay, so, you know, and actually what you're sharing, I think, is going to help many souls today. So just real quickly, let me just share this before we move on. That goes into the envy category. And as the Bible teaches us about that, the negative feelings that we attribute to ourselves because somebody else has something more, or they're closer to God, or they have more gifts or more talents, or they're doing more for God and we don't. So it sets us up for a situation that doesn't work out for ourselves, right? Because we almost self-sabotage, right? We think, well, why can't I have that? I mean, I want to be close to God. I want to. The beauty of what we need to realize is that God died for each, Jesus died and suffered and died for each and every one of us. Helen, if you were the only person on this universe, planet everywhere, galaxy everywhere, Jesus would have suffered and died for you. He suffered and died for Padre Pio. Okay, so that's how important you are to Jesus. That's how important you are to God. Important. Now, what we do with advanced spirituality and things that God equips us to do, everybody's on their own different path. Everybody's using their different gifts and talents. The main thing to do, and that we teach in life coaching, is to pray for God to and discern those gifts and talents that God wants to use in you. Helen, I can assure you of this. You have very unique, very special gifts and talents that God will be tapping you if you're open to, and you will use them, and you will use them hopefully the best of your ability, and that's where you will shine. So yes, I mean, of course, Padre Pio, he was so advanced spiritually, and we admire that, we love that, he's amazing, what a great saint, but we're not all going to be Padre Pios, and we need to use what God has equipped us and has created us for. So the key is to find out and to ask God, you know, maybe say to God, use me, you know, please, I'm here, I'm open, use me, and use all my gifts and talents. And then that's where you shine, Helen. What do you say?
I'll work on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all work on that. So, yeah.
Well, it seems like, you know, the plan Debbie was laying out, Helen, seems like a good one for getting beyond any, you know, any feelings of envy or jealousy, because once we are, you know, operating in the gifts that God has given us, I mean, gratitude, I'm sure, would just take over. And we would recognize that, as Debbie said, we have some unique gifts that nobody else has, and it might make other people jealous of us, but hopefully it would strip us of any residual jealousy or envy that we might have. So, Helen, thank you. God bless you. We've got a lot of calls to get to here, but we're so glad that you joined us here on the program today. Yeah.
And one other thing I just want to say real quickly, we probably should have titled this show, Are You Envious of Others? Because it really is envy. Jealousy also has a lot to do with ourselves. Like if we're insecure and we're jealous and we're very threatened and, you know, very, like you think about, yeah, I have a jealous boyfriend or I have a jealous girlfriend, right? They're very insecure and they feel like something's going to come at their what they have, their territory, and invade their territory. So we probably probably should have used the word envy, because it really does fall in line with what we're talking about spiritually. So that's I think how maybe the distinction is, but it is, they are used interchangeably. But I hope that helps, Helen. Actually, it helped me a lot. I'll be honest with you, because sometimes I do, I read the lives of the saints, Jerry, and sometimes I do say in my mind, I'm like, wow, that is so cool. I want to get to that level. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, Debbie, it's not in the cards for you. It's not going to, you know, so I do the best with what God has equipped me with. What do you say to that? Do you ever think that way when you see some of the lives of the saints or read some of the lives?
When I was much younger, there was you romanticize these things. You read about the lives of the saints and Padre Pio and, oh, he had the stigmata. Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't that be awesome? It's like, no, it would not be, because you'd be in pain all the time.
Right.
So, you know, along with the gifts that God gives us, you know, the more one is, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected, and suffering usually accompanies a lot of those things. So I would hopefully take them if God, you know, gave them to me, but I'm not out asking for them. Right. Let me put it that way. Helen, thanks again. We got to get over to Connie in Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hello, Connie. Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Connie. I'm from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hello to you, Jerry, and to you, Debbie.
Hi, Connie.
Yes. Hi. So, I was thinking also, you know, I've heard in the context of a homily that yes, there's a difference between envy and jealousy, and I also, you know, I struggle with it also, you know, to think that, you know, if other people have different things, you know, and I don't have it, and you know, so I struggle with it. And one of the ways, I think, even with our Blessed Mother, she was conceived without original sin, and here we have got this sin, you know, that we inherit. What makes me think of, when I think of all those, you know, the times that I have to face these kinds of thoughts or whatever. Is that, you know, our Blessed Mother, she was given that grace so that she could be our mother and she could share that with us. So in the context of a family, you know, you are really not jealous of each other. You want everyone to do well and use whatever gift God has given to the best mm-hmm. of their abilities. Mm-hmm. So in that way, I find it very a way of, you know, trying to get over these kinds of, you know, feelings of enviousness or whatever.
Right.
And also, I think somewhere in the gospel, I cannot really, I'm not sure of the particular verse, but God is jealous too of us. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, he doesn't want us to be lost to the evil one. He wants us to be with him. So, yeah, so those are the things that help me get over these kinds of, you know, feelings. I just wanted to share that.
Well, yeah, he's a jealous God. That is true in the Bible, and meaning that he wants all of us. That's how much he loves us. He wants all of us. He just doesn't want a part of us. He doesn't want to be on the shelf. He doesn't want us, you know, just to visit him, you know, once in a great while, or use him as a gumball dispenser. He wants all of us. And that's the beauty of it. I agree with you, Connie. The other thing too is this idea of gratitude. The more grateful and we are, the more we praise God for all the beautiful blessings that we have received individually and collectively as the body of Christ. It expands, and we accept, like, for instance, I think it's amazing that we all get to share in, you know, the upcoming canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis. I think it's incredible that we have very active saints that are helping us, like Padre Pio and the other great saints. It is so cool that we get to benefit, because God allows that to happen when we show the gratitude and glory for God, that we all benefit as the body of Christ, the communion of saints. We're all connected. He's a God of cooperation, just like the angels. Some people will say, well, I want to be like an angel. Well, the angels are with us, and they're working and ministering to us. So we're all together in this. If we can understand that big concept and get above ourselves, we all benefit if we share in the gratitude and the glory. What do you say, Jerry?
Well, we need to realize whose decision it is to give different gifts to different people. It's God's decision. And St. Paul makes it clear, you know, in Ephesians 4, starting around verse 11, you know, his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. You know, he talks about this all for the equipping of the saints and the building up of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, if we need, it requires a little bit of humility. If we don't have the same gifts that, you know, somebody we know, a family member, a friend, a coworker, we need to just humbly say, oh, well, you know what, that's God, thank you for giving them those gifts.
That's
thank
right.
you. And God, thank Gratitude. You for giving me the gifts that you've given yep. me. So.
Amen. Amen. Connie, you hit a home run. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amen to everything. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thanks, Connie.
All right.
Did you want to share a congratulations? We've got a big congratulations.
Sure. Yeah, hang on, Bernadette. I just want to mention that we want to say happy anniversaries. Congratulations to two more members of the EWTN radio family. KFSS in Joplin, Missouri is celebrating, and also in Louisville is celebrating 9 years with EWTN, and WJMJ Radio in Hartford, Connecticut marks 6 years with us. So congratulations to Steve Duncan in Joplin and Steve Savino in Hartford from your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. And you know, jealousy in relationships can be very problematic. They can really destroy the trust in all sorts of situations in the dynamics of the relationship. So that's not a healthy feeling to have in a relationship. That's again what we're talking about, the insecurity that, you know, I'm very protective of what I want, what I have. I don't want to, I'm nervous about everybody around me. Everybody around me is a threat. And so that's a very negative thing. So remember, when these kinds of feelings come up with envy or jealousy, and it produces some negative feeling about yourself or the way you can conduct yourself in the world, that you're less, you know, you're not being Christ in the world, you really need to look at that for your spiritual life and make sure you kind of correct that, because you're not really going to have the freest spiritual life if you're holding on to those things. So that's why gratitude helps, all sorts of things, building up your own self worth and understanding, and have a healthy sense of self so God can use you effectively. So keep that in mind, folks. That's just a little life skills tip there.
Well, this is where you get those free life skills tips, and you can get actually a free consultation with any of our life coaches at standtalltoday.com. If you think life coaching might be for you, Debbie and I and many others are there, standtalltoday.com. Connie, thanks again for your contribution to the program. Very important aspect that you brought to the discussion. Bernadette has been waiting very patiently in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's where we're going to go next. Hi, Bernadette, listening on Sirius XM 130. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I love this topic. As a matter of fact, I always get confused between jealousy and envy, as you were talking about. And I did look it up, and there's a great website called calm.com, and it really helped me. And I realized I'm more envious. I'm not jealous. I used to be. Years ago, I always feel sorry for myself, because we have a very humble home, and every time we were able to, you know, get the money to fix it up, you know, something else happened, or you know, take care of my mom, and all the money always went somewhere else. And I used to always say, I remember one day I was feeling sorry for myself. I said, you know, God, I do all these things right. I go to church, I pray, I love you with all my heart. And yet these people who don't do any of those things, they have these gorgeous homes. They have everything seems perfect. And I said, why is that? And I remember just leaning myself against the window. I was in the car, and as a passenger, of course, not as a driver. And I heard a very distinct voice that actually startled me and said, within my heart, and it said, because I love you. And that, from then on, I started looking at things differently, that I realized that I had way more than other people had. And I try to tell my son that, because he goes through that as well. I'm saying, you have so much more than any of these people have. He's younger, and he does all the right things. And, you know, they struggle, and I just wanted to say that I just really believe that God is always with us, and that he gives us what we need, not what we want, because he loves us. And that's all I really wanted to say.
You nailed it, wow, Bernadette. Yeah. That was powerful. Yeah, and it's so true. And this idea that, you know, one thing that's really disturbing that we see a lot in the coaching work we do is this idea of running the race and looking side to side, this comparison, right? You know, I got to keep up with this person or the old phrase, keeping up with the Joneses, right? And you're looking side to side and we're missing the journey. And it's so true, Bernadette, what you're saying, because he loves us, we're on this very unique path. And our job is to make the path as glorifying to God as possible. And we're on the road to holiness, hopefully. We're on the road to sainthood. And it's our road. It's not, you know, my road is not Jerry's road and Jerry's is not mine. And it's really important that we work on our own path. And the saints used to say that all the time. I believe, again, it was Blessed Carlo who said, don't look at anybody else. Look at yourself. Okay, look at yourself and really know what God has done in you, for you, around you, and work on your own path. And it sounds like you really tapped into that when you had that encounter with God in prayer, Bernadette.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Jerry? Do you feel that way, that sometimes we look side, you know, mm-hmm. on either side of us so many times, and that's not healthy?
No, it's so easy. You're gonna fall into a bad, you know, kind of a negative mindset if we do that, because comparison. Because you know what, we're going to encounter other people. We are social beings by nature, and in our own families, in our workplaces. If you go to the gym and somebody, you know, can bench press 20 pounds more than you, mm-hmm. and you just get a little twinge of, you know, jealousy, you know, man, I wish I could do that. You know, I mean, we just need to do the very, very best that we can. And, you know, God is pleased with that.
Absolutely.
You know, give God whatever, is pleased whatever, with that. Whatever 100% is for us, give that without, like you say, comparing ourselves to others. Exactly. Anything else, Bernadette?
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Your thing of gratitude is so true. I mean, I remember when my husband was diagnosed with cancer, I wore, somebody gave me a Padre Pio t-shirt that said, pray, hope, and don't worry. And I wore it to the cancer unit. And I remember somebody came up to me and said, thank you so much for wearing that. And it was a young, looked like an intern. It could have been a young doctor. Anyway, that made me feel really good. But the whole time while he was getting his, we didn't had to know his diagnosis yet. I was saying my rosary in the room. And I told God, whatever you give us, I thank you. Because I know whatever it is for our, what's best for us. And that was over a year and a half ago. And he was given 6 months, 2 years to live. And he is a survivor. He has been off of chemo since November. And he's just doing amazing. And so I just am so grateful, and I've always told people, thank God, even when bad things happen, I'll say, God, I don't like this at all, but I'm going to thank you because I know you know what's best. And my whole life has changed because of that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how different I look at everything in a different way, mm-hmm. and so I'm also a lover of Padre Pio. He's very close to me.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, he is. It sounds like he is. Bernadette, do you feel comfortable giving us his name so we can put him in the books and continue to pray for his healing?
I would love to. Jeff.
Jeff. Okay, got it. And I got your whole family in the book. Wow, that was powerful.
Yeah. Thank you, Bernadette.
To pray for you, I want you to know that. I check you into my prayers.
Oh, thank you. Well,
thank you.
We are so grateful for that.
Yeah. Jerry and I are like prayer beggars. We like all the prayers we can get.
God bless you, Bernadette. Thank you so very much for being part of the program. I want to mention something here in just a second, but it's on my mind, that's really, I think, a huge area where jealousy and envy comes in, is when we go through trials and struggles and health issue. When I've gone through some, you know, very dark periods in my life, I found myself, you know, tempted to jealousy or envy of others who weren't going through that, mm-hmm. or even, mm-hmm. you know, resentment can start to get in there or whatever. So there's just a lot of situations in life where this whole idea of jealousy and envy and so forth comes into play. So that's, I think, very important. We're having this conversation today. By the way, this Sunday is a great feast day in the church, the Solemnity of Corpus Christi. You can join EWTN for special programming. The Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word will preside over benediction and procession of Corpus Christi live from the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama, Sunday morning. It's 10 Eastern Time right here on EWTN Television and Radio.
today is actually the Feast of Corpus Christi, which we celebrate this weekend, which is so beautiful. So it's, mm-hmm. it's a great, I love Corpus Christi. Okay, Sunshine is up next. First time caller from Indiana on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Sunshine. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Okay, what the jealousy that I struggle with is once I'm engaged to a guy, I have a fiance, and mm-hmm. I can't watch him go out of his way to just stare at, look, check out, flirt with, hang all over, mm-hmm. Talk about sleeping with other women. It really hurts me, and it has made me quite jealous, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to get rid of it now that it's developed.
Okay, and you're engaged to him?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just share something with you, and this is for anyone in a relationship, and this is the situation. I want to first tell you, Sunshine, that I've heard this many, many times. Men feel this way about women, that they're jealous that the women are flirting with other guys, and women will say this about their boyfriends or fiancés. Okay, he's got a serious character flaw there. And that's a red flag. I cannot stress it enough. If you continue to go forward in this relationship, I would definitely suggest to get some professional help immediately to figure this out, because you are going to be feeling these terrible feelings that he, and it's his behavior. Let's face it. I don't know what his issue is, but it needs to be corrected, because his focus should be on you. And you need to build your self-esteem to feel that you can get through this. But it has to, I think, in my humble opinion, I cannot stress it enough. In 24 years that I've been doing life coaching, when I've seen this happen, down the road, I'll get a call from the couple saying, I can't take it anymore. It's out of control, or they've had an affair or an emotional affair or something of that nature. When the red flags are there, Sunshine, they're there for a reason. You've got to somehow tackle them now before you walk down that aisle. I cannot stress it enough. I feel strongly about this because I've seen it too many times. What do you say, Jerry, before we go back to Sunshine?
No, I agree. Even if he's not, if you don't see him actively doing it, Sunshine, I think there's going to be this cloud that's going to hang over your relationship. And you're going to have, whether it's a conscious thought or a subconscious thought, At all times, I think you're going to be, wondering, what is he doing? Is he doing any of these things right now? And you may not, like I say, you may not see him doing it. The two of you might be together alone somewhere, but I think you're gonna have that concern hanging over this relationship. But
right.
I'd love to know what you think. Go ahead.
Well, and please don't think it's going to change once you walk down that aisle, because mm-hmm. normally it gets worse. So I want to share that with you. But go ahead, real quickly. We only have a couple minutes. We want to hear your response.
Yeah, you pretty much answered it, because then it's not so much me. It is his behavior and his actions. Because I mean, we was at a football game with our company, mm-hmm. and I come up the stairs, and because it was in the owner's box, I come up the stairs and he's hanging all over this other girl, and I'm like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And we went swimming in a swimming pool, and this little girl was in the pool, so I was playing with her because I've got kids and grandkids, and mm-hmm. and I'm an older lady, and the first thing he said when she said, well, I'm gonna go put her to bed, you guys have a good night, was, how long you think it would take me to get her in bed with me?
Oh,
he said it quite vulgarly. So mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I have watched him do this, and I'm like, you've made me so I really don't even want to, I just don't want to marry you. I don't. I don't, there's no trust there at all.
Yeah, and that's, this
is not. And I thought it was me, because he's blaming it all on me.
No. It's a character flaw he has. It's his own insecurity. It's his own issue. He needs professional help for this. You can't, if you enter into this type of world that he's trying to do, where you're feeling so insecure, like he could be with anybody else at any moment, that is, you're absolutely spot on. That is not trust. That is not love. That's not commitment. That's none of the above. And that's not holy at all. So, Sunshine, please either get the help, professional help, or maybe end this, because I don't think this is beneficial for you. What do you say, Jer?
Well, Sunshine, just a last thought, you know, you kind of conveyed this a little bit. He thinks he has you. You know, you're there. You're going to stay. You're going to put up with it. You're not going anywhere. You're just going to turn the other way and look the other way. This is what he thinks, because he wouldn't do this. He's doing this in your face.
That's exactly
basically
right.
And so I think I can join Debbie. We hear the music. We're closing the show. But I think you're best. I mean, you need to pray about what you do. But if it were me and not Debbie, I'm sure if it was Debbie, this relationship would end very, very
absolutely
quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Julianne, please, we have Unscripted tomorrow. That's anything you want to talk about. So Julianne in New York, call in. We can continue this conversation or anything you want to talk about. So Julianne, please, you can call in early. We'll put you at the front of the line.
Unscripted is tomorrow. It's the last day of the month. So yes, you bring the topics to the table. Today's saint of the day, Jerry, is Saint Dimphna. Oh, do we need her so very, very much. She's an amazing saint.
Amen. Until tomorrow, thank you, affiliates. Thank you, show team. Have a beautiful and blessed day from all of us here at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN.